a lot.
Thank you, folks. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Well, Dan, thanks for the kind introduction. And ladies and gentlemen, thank you for the warm welcome. It's great to be with all of you. We've had a great lineup of speakers this afternoon. I really appreciate the hard work of our director at the Department of Education, Kevin Fangman. He's doing an outstanding job leading that department through this transition period. We really appreciate very much, and I publicly want to thank Judy Jeffrey as well for her many years of service and leadership at the Department of Education. And I'm excited to work with this organization. You'll have a seat at the table in terms of selecting the next director at the Department of Education, hopefully in the next several weeks. We have 29 outstanding applicants, and with your help, we'll find the very best person in America to take over the helm there at the Department of Education. I also want to acknowledge and thank Sarah Brown Wessling for her outstanding recognition as the National Teacher of the Year. That says so much about our school system, our focus and commitment to education here in Iowa, and what a great example of the best teacher in America. I've gotten to know Sarah and really value the many contributions she's already made in the classroom and the contributions she will make as she travels the country as the National Teacher of the Year. So I know we're all very proud of her, but it also reflects very well, I think, on the state of Iowa in terms of our commitment to education to once again have the National Teacher of the Year. I want to thank this organization for the opportunity to work so closely together with you on any number of important public policy measures. We've had a very collaborative working relationship. Our door has always been open. We've enjoyed working with Dan Smith and other leaders within your organization across this state. And we've gotten a lot done together. One of the things, unfortunately, that we didn't accomplish that we hoped to was to be selected as a state for federal Race to the Top funds. And I want to thank all of you who helped us in that process. I was very disappointed in the Department of Education's decision at the national level not to include Iowa in terms of the Race to the Top competition. I frankly think that many of the states that have been leaders nationally in terms of education, like Minnesota and Wisconsin, were somehow penalized because we had been so far ahead of the pack. And regardless, that blueprint, that application that we put together will serve all of us well in terms of our focus to set the bar higher in the future. And we have some terrific ideas, and a lot of hard work from across this state went into that application effort. And I wanted to thank this organization for their assistance. And we will put that good work and that effort we'll turn it into a positive in terms of perhaps allowing some of those ideas to guide us through our legislative work in the future. In terms of what we've done together over the last 3.5 years, we feel very good about working with you, good about the fact that we've raised our teacher pay now to the national average, up from 37th in the nation. That was a promise that we made and a promise that we were able to keep. Professional development has been a focus of our administration. We've been able to invest more dollars than ever before in professional development opportunities for our teachers, for our educators in 362 school districts. We've worked to save teacher jobs, working with the federal government in terms of some of the federal recovery funds, and combined with state funds, we were able to save more than 3,000 good-paying teaching jobs as a result of that federal and state partnership to get funds into our school districts and into our classrooms to save these vitally important jobs, these teaching jobs on the front lines. Even after we had to make some tough cuts, obviously, in 2009, late in the year, but we worked last legislative session to restore nearly 5% of that 10% cut that we had in terms of the across-the-board cut in late 2009. That meant a $330 million commitment for fiscal year 11 that we wouldn't have otherwise been able to have. But I worked with the legislature. We honored our commitment to do all we could to put as much back into K-12 education across the state, and we also committed to 2% allowable growth for fiscal year 11. So that also resulted in saving jobs across the state, that extra money that we were able to put back into K-12. SILO, we worked together with this organization. After all 99 counties passed the local option sales tax for their schools, we worked with you and the legislature to come up with a more equitable formula to distribute those funds that are earmarked for education across our state. And I really enjoyed the opportunity to finally get that done legislatively. We still have some inequities and concerns, obviously, but SILO was a big step forward in terms of making that distribution more fair to our 362 school districts. The Iowa Core curriculum that we've now adopted was done in consultation with this organization, with administrators across the state, with our teachers in the classroom, and we feel really good about that exciting new focus at the Department of Education that will result in asking our students to do more, to achieve more, and as a result, they'll be better prepared for this very competitive 21st century economy. Now, what's next? I'm going to just briefly highlight today five of our goals for the next 4 years. After I leave here this afternoon, I'm going to fly to Storm Lake, Iowa, and meet with the Iowa State Education Association. I'm privileged and honored to be formally receiving their endorsement later this afternoon, and I'll also talk about these five goals, but I wanted to share them briefly with all of you as well. Number one, in terms of the next 4 years, we want to expand preschool, universal preschool for four-year-olds, public preschool to every four-year-old in the state. We now are covering about 75% of Iowa families in Iowa currently. We've opened hundreds and hundreds of new preschools across this state. There are 23,000 children going to preschools today that weren't able to go, that were not enrolled 4 years ago. So we are committed to doing all we can to expand those preschool opportunities to families in all 362 school districts in our next term. Number two, we're going to do all we can to increase the graduation rates, especially for minority students. Unfortunately, today in Iowa, minority students lag significantly in terms of graduation rates. Only about 75% of minority students in the state of Iowa are currently graduating. Our goal is to move that number to 95% by 2014. Number three, we will all work to do what we can to close the achievement gap, the disparity in academic performance between groups of students, often minority students in poverty. We must build upon the successful efforts to eliminate the achievement gap by improving instruction, curriculum, and programs, and professional development opportunities for school staff. We will take the best practices from the districts who have won the State Board of Education's Breaking Barriers to Learning and Teaching Award. And in the next 4 years, we will show measurable improvements on test scores each year as Iowa begins to close that achievement gap once and for all. Number four, in order to be professionally and personally successful, Iowa students must have the skills they need to manage money and make informed decisions regarding their financial future. Financial literacy should continue to be included in the Iowa core as a centerpiece of some of the new course offerings that we will have across the state of Iowa. And that those issues related to financial literacy need to be integrated into the classroom lesson plans as quickly as possible. Because we know that too many young people across this state are not getting those skills that they need, even basic skills like balancing a checkbook. So financial literacy is something I hope to partner with this organization on to make sure we implement these new exciting programs for our students across the state. And fifth and finally, our economy is continuing to improve. I have been very encouraged in terms of the economic indicators across this state improving. It almost seems that every day we get better news. For example, just a few days ago, a Gallup survey came out, a survey of all 50 states, and it said that Iowa was number one in the nation in terms of consumer confidence in our economic future, number one in America. We've also learned, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce recently noted that Iowa had the eighth fastest growing economy in the United States, and they cited our iJobs projects as one of the reasons for that economic growth. The Forbes magazine came out not long ago and said that Iowa was the fourth best place in America to do business, and that Des Moines, Iowa was the number one place in America to start a career and to find a job. We've continued to have good news on the job front. In Charles City, just the other day, a tire manufacturer made an announcement that they're going to hire 175 people in Charles City, and they're going to manufacture agricultural tires. This is a company from Czechoslovakia, from the Czech Republic, that's going to move into Charles City for the first time. This company has not had a presence in our state before. Microsoft recently decided to invest $100 million in West Des Moines to build a new data center there. And they're going to hire 50 to 100 people, and they're going to pay them very good, very competitive wages. GoDaddy.com recently announced that they're going into Hiawatha. We now have IBM and Google creating jobs in this state. So between IBM, Microsoft, and Google, the three leading IT companies in the world are now in our state. And finally, we're leading the way in terms of renewable energy. We now have 9 renewable energy companies manufacturing component parts, turbines and towers and blades. Iowa is now number 2 in the nation in terms of generation of wind power. We're producing 20% of all of our power now from renewable sources, up from 5% just 4 years ago. And for all of those reasons, I believe our economic future is very bright. We finished the fiscal year on June 30th with $150 million more than the Revenue Estimating Conference anticipated late last year. So we're starting the fiscal year in a very sound financial position. A AAA bond rating, one of 7 states to still have a AAA, $500 million in our cash reserves, and our economy is growing. For all of those reasons, I am committed to 4% allowable growth in 2012. I think that we have to do all we can to make sure that we make that investment in our students, in our schools, and our teachers across this state. And I believe as the economy continues to improve, we will be in a position to do that. Just like last session, when a lot of people had questions about whether or not we could commit to 2% allowable growth, we found a way to do it. And it's all about priorities. And when it comes to education, that will continue to be at the very top of my list as long as I'm governor, and we have weathered the storm. Iowa is back. We are growing again. We've secured $4 billion in flood recovery funds alone for those communities in eastern Iowa. We have more than 12,000 FEMA-eligible flood recovery projects that are going to be funded all over the state of Iowa, including at the campus at the University of Iowa. We have nearly 2,000 additional projects that are committed to across the state in 99 counties through the Iowa Jobs and Infrastructure Initiative, which will create short-term, good-paying construction jobs. In June alone, 7,000 people were employed because of iJobs projects. That will continue to be the case over the next 2 years as we move forward on hundreds and hundreds of other infrastructure projects through that iJobs initiative. So a lot of development, a lot of economic activity, and our unemployment rate is still the eighth lowest in the nation. It's higher than it should be, and we're working on bringing that down, but our unemployment rate is still 3 percentage points below the national average. Our foreclosure rate is one of the fifth lowest in the nation, and Iowans are very optimistic about our future, and that's why companies like Microsoft and Google and IBM have decided to come to our state. Existing businesses are also starting to hire again. Here in the metro area, Pioneer announced that they're going to hire 400 employees, additional employees in their at their headquarters in Johnston. So I'm excited about the future of our state. I'm excited about the future of education in Iowa, and I look forward to working with all of you to make sure we do all we can to continue to make Iowa the best state in the nation when it comes to educational excellence. Thank you very much, and it's been an honor to be with you today. Thank you, folks. Thank you. Thank you all very much. Thanks. Thanks, Dan. Thank you.